Good morning and welcome to our Monday morning podcast. I want to jump right into prayer. And the reason for it is because that's, we all need prayer, right? I desperately need prayer, but prayer helps to keep things in the right perspective. And so you'll understand more when I tell you about a story about when I didn't pray last week. So why don't you join me in prayer? Father, thank you so very much that you are so patient toward us. And Lord, your word says that you're long-suffering, that you endure for extended period of time because you love us. You long for us to come to that place of recognizing our need for you, our dependence upon you in everything. Lord, it says to trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, He will direct your paths. Lord, you're the one that provides for our every need so we can rest. But first, we must seek you. So we do that now, Lord, as we ask that you would bless our time in your word. In your name we pray. Amen. So you would think that by the time you get to be 64 years old, you would have learned from all of your prior mistakes. When do we stop learning from our mistakes? I don't know, but I sure hope it's soon. Proverbs 22:3 says this: "The prudent sees danger and hides himself, but the simple go on and suffer for it." Well, that was me. I was the simple the other day when I was driving home from Sun Valley. My son Josh and I had the opportunity to go up last Tuesday when there's not a lot of people on the mountain, and we got to ski Baldy, and oh goodness, it was wonderful. We had such a great time. But on the way home, about 5 miles out of Shoshone, there was a slow-moving vehicle, which should have been my first clue, because it really wasn't slow-moving. They were just going 65, you know, and I wanted to go 70. Well, they were going the speed limit, and I didn't want to go that. I knew better, right? Wrong. That was such a mistake. So I speed up to go around them, and all of a sudden I see this white cloud behind me, and I'm going, oh, that looks like it's coming for me. I hope I'm not on fire. Well, I wasn't on fire, and I'm looking at all my gauges trying to figure out what's going on. And by the way, why do they call them idiot gauges? Well, I learned last Tuesday because of the viewer. Now, none of you have ever done this. I'm certain of that. But for me, I have to learn the hard way. But everything looks okay, right? And so I'm close enough, in my mind, I'm close enough to Shoshone. I don't need to pull over and check to see if maybe I can fix a simple problem that's going on. No, I can get it into Shoshone because I figure, oh, it's something to do with the heater. Second mistake. Then, as I go down the next 5 miles into Shoshone, I'm still diagnosing the problem. And of course, I determine that there's no heat. Well, there's a reason why there's no heat. When your car doesn't have coolant, you don't get heat. Well, that wasn't my thinking. I'm thinking there's a problem with my heater. Mistake number three. Then boom. I should probably say, boom! The heat gauge goes from where it's supposed to be to extreme hot. Okay, now I got a real problem. But God, in his kindness towards me, even though I hadn't started praying, I should have been praying, Lord, show me what I need to be doing. I had kind of an idea. Oh, if I could just get to that convenience store in the middle of Shoshone, I'm sure that they're going to have some antifreeze. I can fix this problem. We'll be okay, right? I'm driving into Shoshone, and guess what's on the right? It's an older, but it's a parts store. An automobile parts store. Right there on the right. All I have to do is just turn in, go in. They probably have more things as a parts store than what a convenience store is going to have, right? Well, I'm not reasoning real well. Mistake number four. I go to the convenience store. I find out that the problem would have been easily remedied if I'd have just pulled over when I first saw the problem. One of my coolant hoses popped off. The little bracket that holds it on was loose. So anyway, got it easily put back on. And now what do I need? I need coolant. So I go in to get coolant. There's no coolant at this convenience store. So, okay, great. Well, we can go back to the parts store, right? It's 5:35 now. So I get back to the parts store, and guess what time the parts store closes? You're right. 5:30. And those guys, man, it's 5:30. We got to go home. What else do we need to stay here for? I look. I see some lights on. I knock on the windows. I go around to the back door. I knock at the back door. Nobody opens. I'm praying now, right? Nothing. So, okay, Lord, I know there's another convenience store. Right as you come into Shoshone, I'll go there. I'm sure they're going to have coolant. So I get up to that convenience store. I walk in. The lights are out. Excuse me. What is going on today? They had power failure, so they're trying to get their computers back up. They can't sell gas. The guy looks at me and he goes, I can't sell you anything. I said, I'll pay cash. You can ring it up later. He goes, okay, whatever. Fortunately, another young man comes in and he's able to get one of the computers up. So I was able to buy a couple of gallons of coolant. I wasn't thinking. They had 3 gallons of coolant. Guess how many gallons of coolant I needed? 3. Well, their power went back. Back off, and so then I had to pay for it. Well, then I didn't have the correct change. So it cost me almost double to pay for this coolant. But fortunately, I got the coolant back in, and of course, I was able to make it home safely. But Proverbs 3 was very clear as it was going through my head. The prudent sees danger and hides himself. It's like, man, don't keep going down that road of having to make mistakes, right? But the simple go on and suffer for it. That was me. So I didn't pull in when I needed to. Well, what's the point of that? The point of that is that God's word really does have great wisdom for us to guide us in our everyday lives. Proverbs 19 verse 1 says, better is a poor person who walks in his integrity than one who is crooked in speech and is a fool. So the integrity of a poor person is their wealth. And so integrity comes from a character of righteousness and humility, but it exists here in the thoughts, and then it also is communicated through speech, right? Verse 2, desire without knowledge is not good, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. So wait a minute, desire without knowledge is not good. That means if you're filled up with emotions and you're emotionally driven, you make decisions based on your emotions, God's word's telling us that it's not good. Desire without knowledge. No, get knowledge before you make an emotional decision. Then it says, and whoever makes haste with his feet misses his way. There's a passage that has ministered to me many, many times in life when I have to make decisions, and I wish I would have used it last Tuesday. But it's in Isaiah 52:12, and it says, for you shall not go out in haste, and you shall not go in flight, for the Lord will go before you, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. Well, what does that passage say? That passage says, don't make hasty decisions. Don't be hasty about your decisions. Think them through well. Pull over and analyze the problem, right? But don't make decisions out of fear. That's the next thing. It says, don't go out in flight. Don't be caught up in emotions. But then the third thing is so critically important. And it says, for the Lord will go before you. It's like, man, am I asking the Lord to go before me, to lead me, to guide me in the decisions that I'm making, so I'm trusting in what he does, but also I'm trusting in how he's going to provide, like a parts store when you drive into Shoshone, Idaho? And then finally it says, and the God of Israel will be your rear guard. You know, he covers all the mistakes of our past. So don't be crippled by the mistakes of your past. Trust in God to provide for you. He says in his word, he says, if you lack wisdom, he gives, ask him, and he gives generously to all without reproach. He doesn't demand a certain criteria of lifestyle, just simply faith in him, trusting in him. So when God provides for you, might I encourage you to receive it graciously and with thanksgiving. And don't drive by your parts store. God bless you. Thank you for joining me today.